Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military spouse real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues impacting military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to millhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow, well, soon-to-be military spouse and Mill Housing Network preferred realtor, Brandon Tomlinson. How are you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Lindsay?
Oh, it's good. It's a good day in Colorado.
Oh, yes, and it's a great day in Tennessee as well. Beautiful outside.
I love it. So, Brandon, welcome to Mill Housing Nation. Thanks for being a guest today and for sharing your story.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
I'm excited. So before we jump into some of the career questions, I want to get a little bit of a synopsis for our listeners about your personal military life journey. So you're not officially a spouse yet, so we're going to cut you a little bit of slack there. But you,
I know, almost there.
You're almost there. So military fiancé, and congratulations on your engagement, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Super excited.
Yay. So what is your impression so far about military life?
So I've been working in the military life, serving clients' needs and buying or selling houses before, you know, getting engaged. And then, you know, once I got engaged and actually started experiencing what that's like, mm-hmm. you know, that's a whole different world. It's just, there's a lot more that goes into it, a lot of different emotions, a lot of highs and lows mm-hmm. that you have to get through. So it's been definitely a changing experience as you actually go through versus just helping those people that live it every day.
Well, and I agree. And I think, so we hear this a lot in the military spouse community. Nobody really knows what you're getting into until you've got that ring on your finger. I mean, do you have that impression of it?
Yes, I do. Fortunately, in a sense, I do not have to go through the whole PCS myself because he actually medically retired. So there was a fortunate aspect as far as not having to go through all that. Though unfortunate because of the, you know, we all know how medical retirement can go.
Sure, sure. Well, and I would assume that, well, and by the way, you got the gravy train of not having to PCS, so you lucked out on that one. So I'm assuming that there's not too many things that, you know, being a military spouse fiance has impacted your career, yes?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so... Well, and I know we spend a lot of time on our show talking about, you know, how PCSing and whatnot impacts your career, but I think for those of our listeners that have never experienced a PCS, are there any things, little offerings you can give them on maybe how military life has impacted your real estate business there in Tennessee?
So as far as the being a part of military life and being a spouse, it definitely is I'm able to connect with a lot of people on a deeper level.
Sure.
More than just giving them knowledge. Anybody can give knowledge, but when you actually make that connection with somebody, you know, you build that relationship with them. So it becomes very personal between you and them. And so they feel like, hey, this person's been in my shoes, or they know exactly what I'm feeling at this moment, and they are able to really help me, and they feel like they can trust that person more. So that has been a huge impact, not just on their lives, the people that I've been able to serve, though on my own life, because I've been able to connect with those people and see what their struggles are and see how, you know, I can relate to that. And that way everybody wins at the end of the day and everybody feels like they have someone there who they can trust.
Well, and I love that. And it's such a perfect segue into our next question, which is really the foundation of why Karina and I founded the Mill Housing Network. It's because you can connect with people. You've had some sort of experience, you know, tied to the military, given, you know, your relationship with your spouse, so that you can connect with other military families that are moving to Tennessee and connect with them, in your words, deeper, because you have exposure to that life. And I think it creates a little bit more empathy. So in that vein, what is it like to work with some of our amazing clients that are moving to Tennessee? Because I know for a fact you are like our killer agent in Tennessee that has helped a ton of our military housing network clients. So give us some 411 on that, Brandon.
Yeah, so a lot of the clients that have gone through the Mill Housing Network process, they are people that a lot of times, you know, of course, we all know military comes from everywhere. Though literally it can be people from all over the world. So it doesn't matter, you know, what country you're in, even if you get connected with the Mill House Network, they'll make sure that your PCS is going to be seamless. Mm-hmm. For instance, I have a couple that, you know, is referred by the Mill Housing Network that are coming from England. Mm-hmm. And there's a big time zone difference there, though, to be able to be flexible and to take care of their needs and understand that, hey, you know, you're not always at the same time zone as where I'm at, or even in the country. You might be somewhere different, though. We can make that work out. So it's just really understanding, you know, their life, how their life is going. For that process that they go through with the Mill Housing Network, I feel like it's made it so much smoother for people. I've never had a single person that I've worked with that has gone through that process that has had a single complaint about it, and they've all been raving fans of it.
Oh, okay. You're like a living testament to the mission.
Well,
so thank you.
It's truth. Absolutely.
No, I appreciate that. And by the way, we did not pray Brandon to say this. So.
No, unfortunately not.
So I know you work with plenty of civilian families as well. So you work with obviously non-military clients. What are some of the major differences that you see between military families, how they purchase homes and sell homes compared to our civilian counterparts?
So, of course, you know, the biggest difference for a lot of people is the financial aspect, where, for instance, a military family who is using a VA loan has more flexibility and affordability to purchase a house than someone who is just a normal civilian who's ever gone through the military life. The benefits are just overall incredible, though you also see, you know, a lot more people that are in the civilian life, they have to work a lot harder to get to the point of purchasing a home because they do not have those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times when not only do I service the Fort Campbell area, though I also service other areas such as Southern Kentucky and all the way up to Nashville as well. And especially in Nashville, that market is very, very few and far between for military,
sure,
of its civilian life. And it's a complete different market than it is at Fort Campbell. And it's only 45 minutes of a difference away. But they're completely opposites because of the type of people that are buying and selling homes and what kind of loans they're using, what life they live.
Okay. No, I think that's a great feedback. And I can relate definitely when I was selling. It's always interesting to me that folks give you this cockeyed look when you're like, yes, for VA families, it's zero down. Which is an amazing benefit that most of our military families, and it's unfortunate they don't take advantage of it.
Yes, more people should, because that benefit, they can use their money to work for them, and they are able to have something they call their own, make memories in. You know, if they decide they want to grow and have a family, they can do that with that as well. It's able to set people up for success a lot quicker in their lives than if they were just do it all by themselves. And everybody should be able to take advantage of that. I wish that, you know, before I bought my house, that I was able to use a VA loan, because it would have been even better and my payment would have been lower and just more spoiled in that sense.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, that's a great segue into our next question, which is, you know, why is it better for military families to work with realtors like yourself that know military life? And I'll just toot your horn for 1 second. Given that you are exposed to the military life, you know about the VA benefits, you've worked in the VA system, so you have that knowledge. Why is it better for a military family to work with somebody that has had that training compared to just any realtor?
Well, would you go to somebody who, you know, is a a licensed doctor, or would you go to someone who's never practiced on a single patient before, is not licensed? That's kind of the concept I'm going to use in this sense, because it's just like that. You go to someone who you're supposed to trust, and a lot of those military families are going to be first-time homebuyers, or even if they're not purchasing it the first time, there's going to be slight differences, you know, each time they purchase a home with a VA loan and what the area is going to dictate. So you want to be able to have a realtor that is knowledgeable not only with just the VA loan and how it works and operates, though knows how to negotiate for that client and that person to make sure that they're getting the best deal. I've had friends of mine that are military that have talked to agents in other states and that have called me, you know, saying, hey, this person, I just feel like they don't understand the military life and the VA loan process, and they wanted me to be able to connect them with agents that do understand that process. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I got them connected because I know what kind of questions to ask those agents, you know, that I'm looking for a good partner with. And I'm like, hey, you know, what is your experience in military life? Do you understand how a VA loan works, the funding fee is, all those types of things that make it up? I'm able to not only help people in my market, they'll help, you know, narrow down to find the best, the strongest agents in other markets as well. Before I, of course, was introduced into the Mill Housing Network, I was had to do that by myself, though that's still something that knowledge of military loans and lifestyle has given me to be able to help serve even my closest friends.
Absolutely. And I think you hit on some great points. I loved your analogy of, you know, would you like to work with the doctor that's been doing this for a while, or would you like the brand new grad student? I'm going with this person that is a veteran at this.
Right, exactly.
I want to know that he's done many surgeries before we're cutting me open.
Yeah. Right. Yes. You don't want that to happen and it go bad.
And in that same vein, I mean, this is the biggest purchase that most families will ever make. So make sure that you're choosing wisely and working with an expert that can set you up for success, especially when you're a military family, because it's not going to be your forever home. Unless it's your retirement home, then that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But chances are you're going to sell it in 2 to 3 years.
Oh, yeah, because military wants to change everything up and move you wherever they decide you're going to go next.
Unless you're Brandon. Then you're staying in Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know you work in Tennessee, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the market trends that you're seeing in your area. So what are you noticing that impacts military families right now in your market?
So for the longest time at the Fort Campbell area, it was at the point where, you know, it's very easy for a seller to negotiate for sellers to pay closing costs. The buyers do not have to do earnest money, which is like a good faith deposit that, you know, buyer would put down. Most markets that are non-military, it's very common. So here, you know, it wasn't common to be able to have to put that down. 99% of clients do not have to do that. And then, you know, recently, especially within 2018, our inventory fluctuated opposite. Instead of having more inventory than homes are selling, now we have more homes selling than we do inventory, and so that's starting to fluctuate. Closing costs can still be negotiated to be paid by the seller, which is a big deal because that's thousands of dollars, of course.
Sure.
So we definitely see that more leverage is going to be on the seller side. So as a person that owns a home already in the Fort Campbell area, you know, that's a big benefit for you because you're not going to have to, you know, give everything up, per se, to the buyer. The buyer's going to have to work a little harder to make sure that they're going to want your home. And a lot of homes are going into multiple offer situations where they're going above asking price.
Wow,
And earnest money is starting to become a bigger trend. So those are some of the trends, at least in the Fort Campbell area at the moment.
Well, and I think that's some of the trends that we're seeing kind of happening across the country, especially in major military markets like Colorado Springs, San Antonio, Fort Campbell, Fort Bragg, some of the major markets that the military families are moving to. It tends to be a little bit more of a seller's market.
Yes, and it's crazy how that happens, too. It just absolutely is, and it can change in a heartbeat.
Oh, of course, of course. So, which is even more reason why you should work with an expert that sets you up for success.
Yes, and that way they do not lose out on A, getting their home sold if they already own it, and or B, getting the home that they fall in love with, because we never want to be able to have a client that has a heartbreak by missing out on their home.
Yes, yes, I know. It's the worst when you're in the industry and somebody misses out on the dream home.
Yes, absolutely. That's why it's absolutely, I'm going to say, I want to say required. Obviously, it's not required, but I want to say it should be required for everybody. Go with somebody that knows the military life and that is going to really take great care of their interests, because that is going to set themselves up for success later down the line.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, I wish we had more time, and I know you and I could probably chatter on for hours. But if our listeners want to if our listeners want to get connected to with you, where can they go to learn more information about your market and how to get connected with you specifically?
All right. So there's actually two locations as far as online that you can find our team, the Elite Consultants International. If you go to Facebook and type in the search bar, Elite Consultants International, semicolon Keller Williams Realty, and also our website is ClarksvilleHomePurchase.com. And also, for everybody as a heads up, there's a secret contest that will be making its way soon with some big prizes for everybody that goes and checks it out.
Ooh, we like secret contests.
Yes, it'll be released here in the next few days, so be on the lookout for it.
Fun. Well, Brandon, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for visiting with us today and for sharing your story.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
I love it. So if you guys want to learn more about Brandon or want to check out new podcast episodes, make sure that you visit us online at millhousingnetwork.com. And if you didn't write down Brandon's contact information, you can always go to our website and make sure that you click on millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast tab, and look for Brandon's episode. And while you're there, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors like Mr. Brandon, and request to become an upcoming guest on our show. We'd love to hear your story. Don't forget to sign up for weekly podcast alerts and stay in the know, my fellow PCS warriors. I'm Lindsay Linton. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining us this time as we continue to highlight some of the major issues that are impacting military families when they move. For more information on upcoming interviews, again, visit us on millhousingnetwork.com. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for being a guest today, and we look forward to connecting with you soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again.
All right, Mill Housing Nation listeners, thank you. Bye for now.